Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university in Tacoma's historic North End, offering more than 50 undergraduate courses of study, as well as graduate programs in counseling, physical therapy, public health, and occupational therapy. Learn more about a Puget Sound education at pugetsound.edu.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. I'm John Kessler, host of All Blues and New Blues here on the 88.5. And if you've been listening to the show, you know Amani Burnham is one of the bright young stars in the blues world today. I'm really happy to be playing his music. His debut album, Roots and Wings on Blind Pig, just came out this spring. Blind Pig, one of the world's leading blues record labels. They're performing tonight at the Triple Door. It's their first trip to Seattle. And he's currently employing the power trio format pioneered by Cream, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, that allows his unique guitar style to really come forward. So I have a feeling that he's going to be on a lot of best of 2026 lists and hopefully up for a bunch of awards. He certainly deserves it. So please join me in welcoming to KNKX Amani Burnham.
I said, I want to know, do the good. could die young. Is destiny real? What's beyond the sun? Does broken hearts beat as one? Is forgiveness found when damage is done? Well, I wanna know every answer that's on my mind and in my soul. Well, I said I wanna know why the stars still shine through the darkest nights of the hardest times. Do broken hearts beat as one? Is forgiveness found when damage is done? Well, I wanna know every answer that's on my mind, in my soul. What I say, what's beyond the sun? Does faith and truth set us free? What set his love relapse? Why you need? Why want to know every answer that's on my mind and in my soul? One more time.
Like I said before, that was called I Wanna Know. We're gonna play just one more song, that Roots and Wings album. This one's called Sideways Through Time. I hope you enjoy it.
By your side. chance that the stars do align. I wanna go sideways in time to make it right. I wanna go sideways in time, be by your side.
Thank you very much. Like I said before, that album's called Roots and Wings, so if you do see it on Spotify or feel like buying an album, feel free to do that.
All right. Imani Burnham, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. So, while we got you here, we're just going to ask you a couple of questions, get to know you a little bit. Maybe you could introduce your band.
Yeah, sure. This is Garrett Letzel on bass here. I know we're young, we're very young. He's just turned 23. We have Henry Moss on drums here.
Yeah.
And Imani Burnham on guitar.
All right, we knew that. So thanks so much for being here. I know this is, the life of a musician is kind of crazy. It's like airplanes and hotels, and yeah, you don't know where you are one day and the next day. And it's like,
well, we're not there.
This is, do you know where you are?
Yes, we're in Seattle. We could keep up for now.
Cool. Airplane at the Triple Door tonight, in case anyone wants to head on down there. So let's see. What drew you to music as a child? How old were you when you got into it?
I mean, it was definitely my dad. He just listened to a lot of older stuff, mainly Beatles. I'm still a huge Beatles fan, so we'll play some Beatles at the Triple Door, you'll see. But, yeah, it was just mainly my dad, you know, playing all the older stuff. It was a lot of Chuck Berry was my first guitar hero.
Yeah.
So there we go for that. And then Beatles, of course, Stones. So it went from that to being like, all right, I kind of want to learn some of these instruments that my heroes are playing. So first it was drums, because I did like Ringo. I wouldn't say he was my favorite Beatle, but I did enjoy the drums and stuff like that. But then 2 years later it was guitar, just because, you know, I mean, I love Chuck Berry, and I just, you know, Johnny B. Goode, it doesn't get much better than Johnny B. Goode. Never gets old. So then I'll admit, I didn't really practice much, but once it was like COVID and I was in high school, I just kind of grinded. I just played guitar every day, yeah, stuff like that. That's where I also got into the blues stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, you mentioned the blues. So there's so many different ways a musician can go: rock, jazz, blues, punk, whatever. I know you're not just a blues band, but blues is definitely a part of your sound.
Yeah, yeah.
What is there something about the blues that grabbed you?
I don't know. I mean, it was just, I mean, one of the first things was, like, you know, most of my heroes had listened to a lot of the blues stuff, including the Beatles. I mean, you can definitely hear it in their playing and stuff like that, because they like Chuck Berry, and then Chuck Berry liked, you know what I mean? It's a evolution sort of thing. So that's kind of how it started. And then also I just kind of liked how, like, kind of raw, and it didn't always have to be perfect, you know what I mean? And that's, you know what I mean, me being lazy, since it doesn't have to be perfect, you know what I mean? There you go, take it up anyway. But yeah, I'd say that's kind of, those are kind of the two main factors.
Cool. So how did you connect with your record company, Blind Pig?
So they just emailed me, and then they reached, well, you know, what else are you going to do? Well, actually, they DM'd me on Instagram in 2020. I think it was like September of 2024. So, and then just from there, I just had my first call with them in the dorm room at college. So there you go. Shout out CCSU. But yeah, and then I met him in Memphis. There was a huge blues competition going on, and we both just so happened to be there at the same time. So I just met him in person. And then April of 2025, he gave me the official offer.
How did you work with them? How are they directing your music?
Yeah, I mean, he knows, obviously, it's a blues rock label, and really the only two things I listened to was blues and rock. So it was kind of easy. I mean, those three songs that I just played now, the first one, Blue Jay, I mean, I've had since I was 17. So when I showed him that, it's, you know, it's a cool riff. It's kind of fun and energetic. So he was into that. And I don't know, I just had a lot of, I just, you know, I kind of built up a lot of like blues riffs and stuff like that over time. So I figured it'd kind of be perfect for that, you know, the debut album. And he, I just kind of sent him everything I had. He, you know, he just kind of helped me write some of the stuff because, you know, it was my first time, you know, writing an actual album, like with an actual label and stuff like that, instead of just me in my room, you know, and voice memos. So it was fun. It was a learning curve, but you know what? I love it. And I'm, can't wait to do the second one. So
cool. Excellent. Good. Glad to hear there's another one on the way.
We're currently working on it.
You have a really unusual way of playing guitar. I've never seen anyone play with just their thumb.
Yeah.
Is that something you just developed on
your
own?
Yeah, that's also just laziness. I mean, it was never like, I didn't really like picks. I just didn't want to have to try to...
To hold on to it.
Yeah. And usually, like, people would just do... I know Jared James Nichols, he does, like, this, he'd use his thumb and pointer, but I don't know, I just always like the thumb. It's just, it's not really that. I mean, for me, I've worked on it, so it's easier for me, but it's just a lot of hammer-ons and pull-offs and stuff like that. So it's not as, you know, I'm not necessarily plucking each individual string like, right, at the same time. Sometimes I am, but, you know, obviously your thumb's going to get tired doing that, so you kind of improvise and stuff like that.
It gives you a warmer sound than a pick, too. The pick is like clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, thumb. Exactly. That, I think that's also one of the things. I just kind of got annoyed with, like, if I'd practice, like, I don't know, I just didn't want to have to hear the pick. I'd rather just hear, like, the thumb. So I got a callus, so it's, like, it's good.
So, and I watched another one of your interviews, and you made an interesting comment that you said it was important for young people to see you play.
That sounds selfish, not necessarily me, but like the you know, the art and act of like playing live music. I mean, that's part of the reason why I picked up, you know, people my age, because, you know, as cool as it is, you know, picking up, you know, seasoned people who have played this before, it's just not as like, I don't know, it, for me, this is obviously me personally, but I never found it as entertaining, whereas it's like if I see a band or like around our age, you know what I mean, playing any sort of genre of music that's live, I think that's always 10 times better.
Cool. Well, I think we have one actual young person in the audience, so.
It's all right.
We're doing our
best. Well, I mean, it's blues, you know what I mean? So it's, I just, blues and rock, so I understand the demographic, you know, is kind of against me there, but I don't know. I believe that, I don't know, I've had gigs where I played to some of my best gigs I've played, you know, to like a college crowd, and they don't even know they're listening to the blues, but they're just excited to see, you know, somebody actually kind of playing something, you know what I mean, regardless of what it is. So.
Right, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Really appreciate all of you. Thank you to all of you for being here. Have a great show at the Triple Door tonight.
Thank you.
Someday we're going to be able to say we saw him on his first trip to Seattle. Imani Burnham, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Of course. Muffin Man, there you go.